We call this feast the Annunciation, and sort of put the accent on this gospel. And yet, you see, what is announced is the incarnation of God. Now, how possibly can our poor minds get around that? How can we understand that? God becoming incarnate. The only way is by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There is no other way to grasp this. What is so awesome is that man's sin, which is so real, so pernicious, so all-pervasive, you see, is healed, atoned for, blotted out by the death of God. Now, that's hard to grasp. God became man. We say the words, we all genuflect or bow, and when we said, you know, we're okay with that. But what is going on in our minds? To get a glimpse, you know, will take your breath away and should change us profoundly. If God is like that, I have to be like that. I have to be that way. God taking on our suffering, as the letter to the Hebrews says, you see, he didn't take on, I missed it, there it is, okay. See, he didn't take on the a body and so forth, you know, miraculously, no. The human way. God became a zygote. God matured in the womb of his mother. And he was born. Now, this is what we celebrate today, huh? We celebrate it under this dimension of Gabriel's Annunciation to Mary, announcing to her, even at this moment, as enlightened and profound her mind, she was the greatest genius who ever lived, but still, to grasp this, behold, I'm the Lord's handmaid. You know, be it done to me according to your word, just what you said. That's the will of God. Amen. How do we get at this, you see? Well, we have this beautiful letter to the Hebrews. You see, it says, look, the blood of bulls and goats can't take away sin. It's their blood. It's a nice ceremony. It's what God gave to his people to train them for a millennium in understanding who he is and who they are and what redemption could possibly mean. And so then in this psalm, you see, I waited for the Lord, and he stooped to me. He drew me out of the miry pit, set my feet upon a stone. That's the way this psalm begins. It's what Jesus sang at the resurrection. The resurrected body. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. This is the psalm. The psalm says, and you opened my ear, which is a sign of obedience, son. And the translator knew that Greek speakers wouldn't get that, so he, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, translated it this way. You see? To do your will, O God. The will of God has to exist. And it has to exist in a human form. That's why we try to do the will of God. See? And so, holocausts and sin offerings you never desired or delighted in, these are the offerings according to the law. Then he says, behold, I come to do your will. He takes away the first to establish the second. And by this will, the Father's plan, we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Sin is taken away by an act of love in a human body offered on the cross. That's how sin is taken away. God came among us to lift from us the weight of sin and death. He became one of us. And that is, if we had time, we don't. But that is what the angel is explaining to Mary. Now remember, this is the most, after Jesus himself, the most enlightened, supernaturalized mind who ever lived. It doesn't take her long to figure out what he's talking about. Here, behold, rejoice, you see the very first word. Rejoice, most favored one. Now we keep saying hail, and nobody knows what hail means anymore. You never say it. You don't say it. You know, hail, Susan. You know, we don't do that. The word is chere, which means rejoice. Now, it is a greeting in Greek. You say chere. Ever since the battle of Thermopylae in the 5th century B.C. Kerite, Nikomen, rejoice. The Athenians beat the Persian Empire. That's where it all comes. But the Greeks, they say, kere, kere, kere. But here, no. Here, it's from the prophecies. Rejoice, O Virgin Israel. Behold, your King is coming upon you. Rejoice. It's the announcement, finally, of the foundation for all the joy in the world. God became man and saved us. Otherwise, we would have nothing to look forward to except death in this world and in the next. And who lifted all that from us and gave us joy again? God himself. And that's what we celebrate. That's what we celebrate. Be sure to take some time today just to thank God and to pray that millions more people get it. I mean, they're frightened to death. They're worried about the finances. They're worried about the war. They're worried about, you know, so are we, but not as bad because we know the Lord. And so rejoice, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Just say that to her today. Here, que carito mini, o Kyrios me Jesu. And go back. If you have a Bible with footnotes, you can see where that Zechariah 3, Zephaniah 3. This is what the prophecies were to the virgin daughter Israel. Rejoice. I am coming to save you.